This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
So how do U.S. national security agencies and departments handle classified information? Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Ambassador John Bolton, is here to go on the record. Sir, just to get started, the question of having a server in a basement, forbidden, right?
Right.
No questions asked about that. Just wrong.
Right.
Forget whether it's classified or unclassified. You're not supposed to have government email.
Right. Well, what she did was do government business on a private email server. That's obviously wrong. That's just a matter of common sense. And even worse, over this personal server, she sent and received classified information and clearly knew it. That's why so many elementary security precautions have been violated here. That's just hard for people who have been in the government and actually had this kind of classified information to understand how she got away with it for so long.
All right, the information we're getting obviously is from anonymous sources, and you know we haven't yet seen exactly what it is. Presumably, though, that I mean, if it's wrong and these emails are there, this will go to a grand jury. Right?
I think it's almost unavoidable. I mean, take any of the defenses that she's raised that you just saw in those clips, the information was not marked classified in the emails. Number one, that's irrelevant. And number two, it's an unarguable admission of guilt if you put classified information in an unclassified email and then stamp it classified when you send it. That's saying you know you're doing something wrong. Of course they didn't do that.
You know, there's
Scott, let's go ahead and pause it right there.
Will not get released.
You know, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to understand here is because this thing is dragging out so much, could you imagine if a police officer pulled you over for a ticket and you could negotiate and get a Senate hearing in order to get to the bottom of why you broke the law and all these other nuances? I mean, it was like, you know, this is what's confusing everybody because they just don't realize what Hillary Clinton did and how grievously she violated the law here. And it's you got to be picking on her because she's a woman, right? Because that's what she's playing. She's playing that gender card. And I don't know. I mean, you know, this is, I do know. And this thing is dragging out, but it gives Democrats and gives her covering as well, because this thing is not expediently addressed. I mean, we've taken due process to the point of insanity, I think.
You have kids, right?
Sure, absolutely. Kids. Right. Yeah.
It feels like she's doing that thing that kids like to do, where you catch them doing something wrong, and they give you a million reasons why they did it.
Right.
It because my friend does it. I did it because, you know, all these other things. And it's like, you're wrong.
Yeah, but even get to the point that they're at least admitting that they did it, you know, they're gonna hold into denial as long as they can until you say, well, you know, your hand is in the cookie jar. You got crumbs all over your face. It's obvious. You got in the cookie jar. And then you go into the next phase of denial. You know, that is that you blame your friends.
Yep.
You know,
and she will. She definitely will, because it's going to get to a point where she has. Well, she's already kind of admitted that she had, you know, that she used the private server. So, but now it's all these reasons about why. Well, Colin Paul didn't have this. Well, it wasn't.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. If you're going to come, come after me, you better go after Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. I mean, everybody now is under the bus.
And then you find out all your kids were in the cookie jar.
Right. Exactly. Well, it reminds me of the conversation we had with Dinesh D'Souza. You know, when he was in confinement for 8 months down in San Diego, he said these guys, you know, wasn't that they were denying that they did wrong, and it was just that, hey, you got me. I'm the little French fry. There's bigger French fries out there. Why are you coming after me? And Hillary is doing exactly the same thing. And I'm sure Dinesh is like shaking his head going, oh my goodness, I mean, I really learned a lot. You know, I didn't want to learn it really, but thank you for the teaching, you know, and for the lesson that I got. I didn't, you know, because that's something certainly you're not going to learn at Harvard or Columbia. This is the nature of people who get caught and do not want to accept responsibility. You keep deflecting and you hold on to your story because that's what you want to stick to. But meanwhile, it does confuse everybody else, and it's poor as far as role modeling is concerned. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, 7 out of 10 of you say we're on the wrong track. I say, hey, good observation. So now what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? All hands on deck, bottom-up kind of movement. You hear this time and time again. You know, we've been saying for quite a while, even before this presidential campaign went underway, that if we're going to get back on track, it's going to be a bottom-up movement. It is about we the people, the three most powerful words in the U.S. Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. But if we don't take it seriously and we just let it go by the wayside, then, hey, welcome to 21st century America that is favoring a guy like Bernie Sanders. Oh, yes, he's a socialist. So what does that have to do with our U.S. Constitution? Well, you know... Megan Barth is with us right now. Let me bring her on. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, you know, here it is. America is at this crazy crossroads. I mean, we're looking at a socialist. We've got cities in America that are now Sharia compliant. We've got refugees coming in, bombarding our constitutional rights. Forget about our boundaries. I mean, you don't have a nation if you don't have boundaries. We're an absolute mess. And people think it's okay to have business as usual.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you have a president for 7 years who has completely undermined the Constitution, and as progressives believe, the Constitution isn't a basically a rule of law or a book or a guide of our laws. It's a living document, so it changes with their whims. So if they want to open up the borders to allow massive immigration, to allow upheaval to our capitalist system by basically bankrupting our entitlement system, that's what they're going to do. They have a progressive philosophy. One thing I will say, excuse me, Bill, one thing I will say is that Marco Rubio is right. He knows Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
He is a progressive through and through. And the Constitution is a barrier to the power, and he said that before. He said, I'm limited in power because of the Constitution. If the Constitution weren't there, we'd be on a faster track to socialism than if we elected Bernie or Hillary.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of crazy anyway, because for them, it's kind of it's almost like one of those, you know, when you're skiing downhill in a slalom gate, it's like a gate they pass through. You know, it's nothing they really stop, and it's just one of those obstacles that they go around and they pivot around. That's what they've been doing, and progressives have been, you know, on a downhill slant for quite a while, and we've got to level this playing field, and if not, just turn it upside down and get people to understand exactly what's going on. But I got to tell you, you know, having just come back from Israel, Megan, one of the things that just came out glaringly to me, because this is what's happened in Israel, is the indoctrination over decades of young people. We have young people that are so messed up because they've been indoctrinated in this country to think like Bernie Sanders, to think that that's even possible. And nobody is challenging that thought I mean, to the degree that you got, I understand the anti-establishment sentiment. Bernie Sanders is to the Democratic Party what Donald Trump is to the Republican, you know, group of people. You know, they're anti-establishment outside bookends there that people are running to because they're so fed up with business as usual. But let's not lose our brains in the process here.
Well, that's right. And when you look at Trump's poll exit poll data, when you look at how he won New Hampshire, you look at the demographics that Trump was able to bring in, smashing any other GOP candidate. Mm-hmm. He won in all age groups. He won amongst both men and women. He won voters under 64, voters without a college degree, and those who have a college degree but no postgraduate study. So he's building a big tent, which I say that the GOP candidate, the nominee, needs mm-hmm. in order to beat the Democrat nom or the progressive nom or the socialist nom. Or they're all mm-hmm. kind of one and the same now.
Right.
It is an ideological divide, and that's how I see this election. This election is between progressive socialism, it's between socialism, and it's between free market capitalism and individual liberty. And that's how I look at the election. So instead of really going with Republican or Democrat, I choose to go up instead of down mm-hmm. into the bowels of socialism.
Right.
Hillary Clinton exploded, completely imploded in New Hampshire. The only group that she won with was women above the age of 64.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. But yet she comes out of New Hampshire with, what, as many delegates as Bernie got?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Which is such a rig. I mean, this is like six yes. coin tosses all over again. You know, this
that's
is
right.
an extension of Iowa. It's like, okay, she's the, you know, I don't know what Bernie's going to have to do in order to win the nomination. I mean, because I think even if she's in an orange jumpsuit, he's going to sit outside and go, hello, she's in an orange jumpsuit. You know, how do we, you know, is this going to be the first president we inaugurate behind bars? What's the deal here?
Well, and that's why the Democrats are just in a complete panic. You know, they have a woman who's under FBI investigation, an expanded FBI investigation, which includes the Clinton Foundation. There's an indictment that could be pending any day. Multiple people within her State Department, like Uma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, all of her
Sullivan, yes, exactly,
have handled classified information and top secret classified information because it was cut and pasted into from her non-secure server and forwarded. So this type of investigation is not going to go away. It's only going to get worse, and that's why you see there's blood in the water, and Michael Bloomberg is talking a big game, and even Joe Biden is saying that he might jump in. So I like to watch the Democrats in a complete tailspin panic, and I like the roster that I see for us on the right.
This is Demolition Derby here. It's like you're
let
at NASCAR.
Just,
you
up.
Know a, you know a crash is getting ready. Well, the thing is so ironic is the Democrats and Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been talking about the great divide within the Republican Party. But I can say this about the Republican to a degree anyway, is that they know how to have this difference. The Democrats aren't used to it. They've been spoiled. Everybody just, they fall in line. They're just like lemmings. They just go along the whole deal. And they are right now find themselves to be like round pegs in a square hole. They just don't know what to do. And you talk about being verklempt. I mean, they're so verklempt over this deal. They don't know what to do. And how they're able to keep it squashed, it's only because the media has been, you know, they've circled their wagons around and protected them. But, you know, some of this is starting to become real obvious, especially coming out of New Hampshire. The reports are is that the Clinton campaign is beside itself.
Well, it is, and she might, you know, what she's trying to do again is raise the victim card, raise mm-hmm. the race card. Everyone's a victim. I don't know if you saw her concession speech, but she rattled down every single minority, demographic, gender, multigender, pleading for their vote.
Yes.
So what, right now, what Hillary is going to do in South Carolina is go after the African-American vote. But when she gets to Nevada, she's going to have big problems because none of the largest unions are getting behind her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she knew Bernie had to go after the black vote, and Al Sharpton was his next stop. And so she preempted that meeting by several hours with a phone call to Big Al going, hey, it's you and me, buddy, right? We're BFFs. Right? You're not going to abandon me now, right?
Right. Sanders sits down with a tax cheat, but Sanders wants to raise taxes on everybody. I don't really understand.
Isn't it? The irony's up. You got to love politics, Megan. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. We've got more from Megan coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I'm a believer.
your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, as it should be. Why not? If we're going to get this country back on track, we need all hands on deck. And it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's a we thing, the way our founders expected it to be, about the United States of America. So let's find a way to get united and make this happen. Hey, Megan, you know, we were talking before the break, you know, about the Republican Party and the offerings. Of course, the media, CNN, you know, all the progressives inserted themselves in being critical that the Republicans had such an offering. But, you know, when you look back and you consider the talent of the 18 original candidates, I mean, boy, there's a lot of talent across that stage, over two stages, if you might say, that I believe demonstrated to the voters that, boy, the Republican Party's got a deep bench, and they had some people there with some good ideas.
Absolutely. You know, we had Bobby Jindal. We have the most diverse group of candidates that I've ever seen the GOP have, as far as, you know, candidates on the stage, and as many. And then now we look at our final, and we still have a multiple, everyone from different experiences, backgrounds. And I'm very proud of that. And the Republican Party should be. You know, when Carly dropped out, she has such an excellent record in technology. I was saying to you on the break, I'd love to see our government finally implement some technology in order to streamline a lot of the processes, so we don't have 20 people working on one project and doing the work of one person.
Right, exactly.
And so I'd love to see her as a technology czar. I'd love to see Chris Christie as our AG.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is such a strong order, and also a tough prosecutor.
Love to
see him. Any one of those would make a great cabinet position.
And Carly especially, I mean, she's wanting to serve the public. And, you know, you have that kind of talent. I'm not sure if Mitt Romney has her in a three-ring binder or not, but she'd be in my three-ring binder. I mean, in terms of talent, sitting there getting ready to, you know, bring her on. She's an incredible talent, and there needs to be a place for her. And I agree with you, something like a technology czar. I would guarantee you this, that if she was head of technology, I don't think a president would go around and spend, what was it that President Obama spent? Something like $20 million on a website for Obamacare that didn't work, but yet the state, I believe, you know, people in the state said, hey, look, we can produce a website for you for about, you know, $600,000. Oh, no. He had some cronies that he had to pay $20 million, you know, to do their website for Obamacare. This would not happen with somebody like Carly Fiorina.
That's right, and I think the amount was actually 10 times that. I'd have to double check. Mm-hmm. It was just such a ridiculous amount to build a website. I mean, I could have built a website for $10,000 for quite frankly, if they really wanted something quick and dirty.
Yeah, but the problem was that, Megan, you get it all wrong. See, the problem is you'd have built a website and it would have worked. You see, and the government's not used to that. It just messes up the whole program. You just threw a whole wrench into the whole deal. They like these things that, unless it happens to be a personal server. If it's a personal server, then, you know, that's a different ballgame altogether, right?
Well, exactly. And I'd like to see the candidates, now that we've kind of whittled down the field and we're getting a tighter field of candidates, we really need to start talking about the size, the scope, and the role of government. You know, that's really what conservatives talk about when we talk about conservatism. That's why you saw the Tea Party rise, right? And that's why you're seeing all the people across America rise and say, there's a problem in D.C. There's a problem with the government. We want an outsider to fix it.
Right.
And so, you know, this is championing smaller government that works effectively. And
right.
So when you look at, you know, the tax plans of candidates, this is a really important discussion that I hope we have. Who has the
exactly.
best tax plan to shrink the government in size and stop basically funding this behemoth government that has exponentially grown under this progressive administration?
A government that we don't even want, Megan. We don't want
right.
I mean, the president has proposed $4 trillion next year, and he does so with
right.
a straight face. I mean, in light of $19 trillion in debt already and all this other double talk that we're going to do something about it, let's do $4 trillion, let's buy a $4 trillion size government, one size fits all, that we're saying we don't even want that. We're not even sure what we want because we haven't really had, to your point, the effective conversation and debate over what size of government can we afford and, you know, what do we want to pay for?
Right, and what is the role of government? I mean, mm-hmm. government now is just this omnipotent, omnipresent behemoth that affects our everyday lives. Thank God the Supreme Court overturned Obama's executive action that the EPA would be able to go. I mean, talk about a regulation that would make our costs, energy costs, skyrocket and mm-hmm. give more power to a rogue EPA. Just like the IRS was given more power through Obamacare. So when the omnibus was passed in January, thanks to Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and all of the other establishment candidates that have completely ruined the GOP brand as far as conservatism is concerned.
But we're going to take Megan, but we're going to take care of it down the road. You know, Paul Ryan, he tells us we're going to take care of it down the road, not to worry.
Well, isn't that funny? Because on the campaign trail, he kept saying that we need to stop kicking the can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I don't know.
So this doublespeak is what we've gotten. And, you know, the GOP sits there and scratches its head and says, geez, I wonder why Carson was doing so well. Geez, I wonder why Cruz. I wonder why Trump. I wonder why Carly. All the outsiders were rising. Well, it's because the GOP had not given us a conservative candidate in so long. They kept telling us, oh, the conservatives will lose. We need a moderate. Here is John McCain. Here is Bob Dole. Here's Mitt Romney. And if you recall, 43% of evangelicals sat out in the last election, allowing Barack Obama a second term. If the evangelicals would have gotten off their behinds mm-hmm. and voted, Barack Obama would have been a one-term president. So the ability to create a tent is so important for our next candidate. A conservative checklist is too, but quite frankly, we really need someone to come in and start, you know, kicking some behinds and taking names and shrinking the role of government and making government smaller and more effective.
Well, maybe soon we'll start hearing on the hallways of government, you're fired.
That wouldn't that be nice? Well, you know what? Actually, 25% of federal workers will quit if Trump is president. So there you go. I mean, I'll pull the lever.
Oh.
It's just for that.
They've already, 25% have said that.
25% of federal employees said they were going to quit if Trump became president.
Was that something? Is that really, can they be men and women of their word, or is that one of those Barbara Streisand type of statements that, remember, she was going to move out of the country if George Bush got reelected?
I think we take
last time I checked, I think she's still in Malibu.
Flips. Yeah. Hand them all the pink slips. Take their names down. Have them sign a government form when he becomes president.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and maybe we might do something about those people. What do we got about over something like $3 billion that we're paying out to people to keep them home because we don't know how to adjudicate them out of their positions with the government? I mean,
well,
you'd like that deal,
people,
right?
Yeah. What's driving people to the polls outside of their disgust with the size of government and the role of government, et cetera, is they want safety and security. And that comes through the immigration piece as well as border control, as well, you know, as our visa mm-hmm. program. So they want safety and security and they want jobs. And so the candidate that's going to speak to these two things, like Trump has been doing, like Cruz, like, you know, most of them, but Trump especially, he started with the immigration debate. He started talking about building a wall, and everybody else kind of followed. So
well, there it is for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, look, you know what you have to do. It's about we the people. You got to go and vote. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez, 28 after the top of the hour.
For you to take your medications at the right time of day. Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens,
at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Not only online, but we're in 270, over 270 markets across the country on your local radio station. You can hear us on Blog Talk, your smartphone, shortwave around the world. We're just all over the place. And if you can't find us locally, make sure you pick up the phone, call your local radio station and say, look at Bill Martinez Live. You got to get him on. So it's especially convenient. Anyway, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, and we're really fortunate to have with us right now a feature film director, producer and screenwriter, graduated from SC's School of Cinematic Arts. So you know he's a serious dude, okay? His movie 16 Love was distributed in 2012 by Warner Brothers. And we've got a new book to talk about, and also a great new opportunity for aspiring young actors. Adam Lipsius is with us. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I am terrific, and thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Great to have you on. We were teasing a little bit because, you know, like you said, you don't do things the easy way. You do it the hard way. I said, well, because you're a Trojan. That's what Trojans do. They just keep on fighting on, right?
That is exactly right. You took the words out of my mouth. We fight on. We made our last movie in 2012, and when we did that movie, we reached out to musicians across the country, and we ran a contest hoping to get one song in that film, and we found six musicians put six songs in 16 Love. The film came out and it did amazingly well on video on demand. It had a theatrical. It's still playing on Netflix. Now we've got this new book and this new movie in pre-production, and I figured pre-production is the time to make this opportunity available to kids and adults across the country. We're hoping, we're praying that we find the main kids for this story, Knox Chase on the Case. It's the tale of a kid detective 12-year-old Casey Green, who talks to this film noir Pulp Fiction hero from Days of Old. Think Humphrey Bogart, Maltese Falcon.
Yes, exactly.
This guy gives the kid the worst advice possible. They get into all kinds of trouble, all kinds of danger, but it's up to these kids to save the day. That's the kind of story we're trying to make, something where kids aren't sort of being, I don't want to say they're not being nurtured, but they're not being handed the answers. It's really incumbent on them to find it, to uncover it, to solve the mystery, to save the day. And we're hoping that our audience is going to save the day for us by starring in this movie.
Yeah.
So if people visit KnoxChaseMovie.com, we have a 6-week casting contest. All they have to do is download a page of script, get somebody to record them on a smartphone, put it up on YouTube, put it up on our contest, and if they get enough votes, we will see it, and we will hopefully be seeing them on the big screen.
Excuse me, I get all choked up over that, Adam.
I apologize.
No, hey, no, but I want to make sure people understood how to spell Knox. It's KNOX, right?
KNOXCHASE, KnoxChaseMovie.com. And the book, Knox Chase on the Case, the Valentine's Day Mystery, comes out today. You can find it on Amazon, on BarnesandNoble.com. You can find it on iTunes and the iBook store. You can find it, hopefully, in your local bookstore, and if not now, very soon.
Exactly.
But we're in a lot of bookstores across the country.
Well, and what a great opportunity. What I love about what you're doing here is, like you say, you're not handing the answers to the kids. You're empowering these kids to come up with the answers, which, you know, if they're given the opportunity, kids are so resourceful these days. I mean, they're absolutely brilliant. I always, I get a kick out of my son. He's 24 years old, but this kid's unbelievable, the things he comes up with. And even his brothers and sister will go, how does he know that stuff? And I go, well, you know, he YouTubes. You know, technology today, I mean, if he doesn't know something, he will find out. I said, the thing that scares me about him is somebody's going to come to him one day and need brain surgery, and he's going to say, well, I'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Bring his cell phone into the operating room.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's like, why is that?
He's got a good Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, why is that problem? I mean, you know, $100, I mean, for $50, I can fix your broken screen on your iPhone, and for $100, I'll do brain surgery. Why not?
Yeah. And another 25, you can do a quadruple bypass, something like that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, so you love it. We love the idea that the kids today of the 21st century have taken advantage of the technology and the information age we live in, and they are harnessing it. And you know, and I like that you've empowered that, and you're promoting that idea with the movie.
You know, it's funny. So this book is very much set today, but it was really inspired by my grandmother and her two sisters.
Really?
They single-handedly raised my mom and her two brothers. They brought up three kids in South Philly in the 40s and 50s. And I mean, this was a tough neighborhood. You know, my great aunt, who was a WAC in the South Pacific, Women's Army Corps, under MacArthur, you know, she got mugged once by a 16-year-old who lived on the block. And the only reason she knows who mugged her, because the kid had a ski mask on, was because instead of handing over her purse, she reached into her purse, pulled out a sock full of quarters, and proceeded to beat the kid unconscious with them. And I'm not advocating violence, but I am saying, you know, tough love is still love. And I think that's one of the messages in this book. If you feel like you want kids who can stand up for themselves, if you want kids who aren't handed everything on a silver platter, if you want your kids to be like those kids, I would suggest humbly that you maybe give them a copy of Knox Chase on the Case.
Well, what a neat story. You know, Adam, you know, for all the people that go through USC School of Cinematic Arts, and for you to realize your dream and to be living your dream, I mean, it's got to be real special for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really, you know, it was a tremendous opportunity to go to USC. When I got there, of course, I assumed I knew everything, and they were all too ready to show me, you know, we got a couple tricks up our sleeve. 3 years later, I did my thesis film, and it was an unbelievable opportunity. Got to shoot that at the CBS Radford lot. My very good friend and neighbor, Alan Taso, who used to shoot 6 feet under, and he's shooting Heroes Reborn right now. He came on and shot it. You know, it opened a lot of doors, and I will forever be grateful. I will forever be a Trojan. You know, and now that we're making this movie, it's important to me that we give this opportunity to people who have always said to themselves, gosh, I could do that. I could act. Right. I could be on screen.
Exactly.
So we're guaranteeing that one boy, one girl, and one adult, one mom or dad, one 20-something, will be in this movie and will fly them out to set. They'll have a part. They'll have a named role. They'll be in IMDb. And we're really hoping that we'll find some of our leads in this contest.
Do they get a parking space?
They get a parking space. They can sit in my chair.
Oh, wow.
If all three of them show up, they might have to do laps. No, we'll take good care of them.
Well, that's great. Well, I mean, yeah, because I know parking. I mean, parking's a big thing, you know, in the theater deal, in making movies and that. Just to find a parking space can be tough sometimes. So you know you've arrived when you got a parking spot.
Well, actually, I think these contest winners will have arrived even in more style because they will be
limoed
to and from set. Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's great. Well, Adam, again, congratulations on the book, Knox Chase. Is on the case, and of course this opportunity and this national and dare I say international search for talent that's available. Remind everybody what they have to do in order to participate and possibly be the next big talent on the big screen.
Visit KnoxChaseMovie.com, KnoxChaseMovie.com,
and that's it. That's it. Okay. And then make sure you got to get a script, right? They get the script to download, and then they record it on their iPhone and send it over to you, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay,
exactly
all the directions right there.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully it couldn't be easier, and if it could be easier, give me a call and let me know how.
Okay. Adam Lipsius has been our guest. Congratulations on the book. We look forward to hearing, more about this talent search and seeing the movie on the big screen. Adam Lipsius on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, Adam. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, Bill the No Rider. The No Rider is a little higher.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. I mean, you tell me, how do you listen to that song and not bob your head? I mean, you just, somehow it's connected with your brain that you just have to bob your head when you hear War and Little Low Rider music. I don't know. Yeah, it's a condition. I understand. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Glad to have you along. If you would like more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. You got a question? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Herb London is with us. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Dr. London, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
And well, as always, this week, the UN Security Council met in an emergency meeting to react to the latest illegal rocket launch by North Korea. This thing is deserving of more than a meeting. This is very volatile. You talk about saber rattling. And from what I understand, the trajectory of this rocket at one point, I think John Bolton said, went over the Super Bowl.
Well, one of the interesting things about this is that when they launched this rocket, they chose a position that took it over North America. Now, when you orbit in that way, what you're saying is you want a rocket that stays over North America as long as possible. You could orbit from east to west. They orbited from north to south, which means that if they were to put a miniaturized nuclear weapon on that missile and they fired it 5 miles in the air and they created an EMP, which is electromagnetic pulse, they could set the United States into a paralytic state. They could create an environment where there isn't a computer that works in North America. Now imagine a condition of that kind. Food wouldn't be transported. Cars wouldn't work. The country would come to a complete standstill. Millions would die in the process. And not one individual would be hurt in the initial explosion. And you wouldn't know where it came from either. It's not at all clear. There's no signature on this nuclear weapon. So it could even be a non-state actor. But we would know it's the North Koreans. Again, how do you retaliate if your computers aren't working? It is one of the most disastrous things that could happen to the United States. And on top of it, we do not do anything to solidify our grid, the electric grid.
Exactly.
It would obviously be paralyzed as well. So, again, there's so much that would have to be done in this case. And the North Koreans know it. So what they're doing is they're engaging in the usual extortion game. They did it with Clinton. They did it with Bush. They're doing it with Obama, and they will continue to do it in the next administration unless something is done. You have to freeze all of the North Korean assets. You have to play hardball with the Chinese and say, look, you're providing the food and the fuel for this country. Cut it off unless they continue, if they continue their present activities.
Exactly.
The Japanese have to be told, if they do not cease and desist from the way they're behaving, you know what? Develop nuclear weapons of your own. The Japanese, since World War II, have, because of their own constitution, Article 9 in the Constitution, have been prohibited from having nuclear weapons. Well, that generation is dying. The Japanese are facing a real threat. You could send a missile from Pyongyang to Fukuoka in Japan in 10 minutes. And so the Japanese understand that. The consequence is they're going to have to build nuclear weapons if they want a deterrent, because they cannot rely on the United States. So we're entering a very, very difficult world where, unless the president of the United States decides to stand up to the North Koreans, they're going to push and push and push because they know that they're going to get something in return for it.
Well, the only saving grace for our country is that this president is on his way out, and we cannot get him out fast enough because, Herbie, he is not responding to the obvious signals, whether it is from North Korea, Iran, Syria, Russia. We're just rolling over on our back, and as you know, a void is not going to be allowed. These guys are going to fill these leadership voids, and they're going to capture as much ground as they can because they have to know that the United States, the everyday American is getting fed up with this, and they're going to elect a president who's going to be the exact antithesis of what we've experienced in these last 7-plus years.
Well, look, you're a very astute observer of the public scene. The one area where I would disagree with you slightly is that we can look forward to the next president, but we've got a whole year. A lot of damage can occur in that year. During that year, the Obama administration is going to make many inroads in areas that is going to double down in areas where it has already made progress, or progress from their point of view, what I would call the successful failure. So these failures are likely to occur. And if they occur, this will make the world even more dangerous than it is at the moment. If you look at the negotiations in Vienna over Syria, what has happened is the United States has already capitulated with the Russians. They are saying, we're going to play the same scenario that the Russians want us to play. So if there were free Syrian army forces fighting as rebels, that's over. We have said, you can no longer count on us. The United States is not a reliable ally. You guys are gone. We wanted to support you. We're not supporting you. We want Assad, the same Assad who used poison gas, the same Assad who killed 250,000 people, that Assad who we said was a creature of monstrous behavior. Mm-hmm. This is the Assad that we're now supporting. And as Kerry said at these Vienna discussions, he will be there for the foreseeable future. Well, all along, since 2011, when the civil war in Syria began, the president of the United States said Assad must go. Now, according to Kerry, our Secretary of State, he will be there for the foreseeable future. So while you're absolutely right about everything you've asserted, the thing is there's a lot of damage that will occur between now and next November. And that's one of the things that worries me a great deal.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Herb. I'm just, hope upon hope. You know, everybody, things move a lot slower than we think. My whole life I've lived with a sense of urgency, maybe because I was one of 10 kids. And my father was one that kept a tight rein on us. I have this innate and built-in sense of urgency. And I have to, so all I can do is hope that things on the other side, they're going to continue to progress. There's no question. I don't believe that Iran is going to shut everything down. Iran, Syria is going to, I'm going to stay with Iran, that they're going to shut everything down. I think they're ready to go nuclear sooner than what the United Nations and the international community want to believe. I think they're deluding themselves.
Well, I think that's probably correct. And one of the things that I think is most interesting about that, the Iran deal was designed to create a geopolitical environment in which Iran would be the stabilizing influence in that part of the world. But what we see is Iran is a promoter of terrorism and wants to create an empire. So they're going to take advantage of the American position to build this empire. That's what they are doing. There is no counterweight to it unless the Sunni nations are united. And the President of the United States has not used the diplomatic muscle to make that happen. Now, Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Jordan are looking at this geopolitics, and they're saying, you know something? We've got to do something. But we need some way, some glue, some organization, something that would help frame the kind of NATO in the Middle East that we require. And that means the United States would have to play a role. But you get nothing, none of the leadership that Obama could provide. We're not, these nations aren't even looking for a military forces. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for logistics. They're looking for a few special forces. They're looking for the right kind of military equipment. They're looking for Apaches and F-16s. They are not necessarily looking for American forces, but they're not getting it. And here, this really would be the answer to so much of what ails us in the Middle East, to have a force that's willing to fight, that would stand up to the Iranians. But we have tilted in the direction of the Iranians. And the other irony of all of this, as you pointed out, the Iranians will have nuclear weapons. They'll probably cheat and get it sooner than the treaty or the understanding, or how should I describe it, the deal has suggested. But whether it's this year, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, they're going to have nuclear weapons. Then when President Obama gave his Nobel laureate speech, he said the overarching responsibility of this president is to prevent nuclear proliferation. The irony of contemporary politics is that he has promoted nuclear proliferation. Because the Egyptians, as a deterrent, will buy a nuclear weapon from the South Koreans or the French, but they'll get nuclear weapons. And I can assure you, the Saudis are on the phone with the Pakistanis and will receive, if they haven't already received, nuclear weapons from the Pakistanis. So you're going to see nuclear proliferation in the very area where President Obama said it will not occur. Now, this is remarkable, receiving very little attention in the media, but it strikes me as the most significant question of our time.
No, you're exactly right, Herb, because this is so dangerous, because the United States wants to abdicate its rightful position of leadership on the world stage. This president, somehow through appeasement and his theoretical process, thinks that, based on theory, if we all get along and learn all 56 verses of Kumbaya, we'll get along here. What we've got, going on in the Middle East is thousands of years of inbred, well-doctrinated hatred between the Sunni and Shia. And I just got back from Israel, and it was interesting because we had two reporters there. One reporter said, there really isn't much contention between the Sunni and Shia. And I said, that's hard to believe, because everything I'm reading in the West is you have this contention between the Sunni and Shia, and then you have the other reporter come in and right behind him say, oh, no, it is still the driving force and dynamic within the Middle East, as you've got that Hatfields and McCoys mentality going on between those two groups.
Occasionally, there will be some unification. Hamas and Hezbollah do work together against Israel. That's true. And so here you have the Hezbollah, which is Shia, Hamas, which is Sunni, and clearly they do work together.
Exactly.
But again, this is merely an alliance, a temporary, and of course they do hate one another, and there's no doubt that forming some kind of Sunni alliance.
Yeah. Herb, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. We're going to have you back, and we'll pick up the conversation. This is a wrap for us. Bill Martinez, we'll see you tomorrow.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.